Deion Jordan has been off to the side the last couple of days. If you read the Miami Herald, Armando Salguero, Twitter, Barry Jackson, kind of making it sound like it's not that big of a deal. Maybe they're just trying to keep the shoulder fresh, not overwork him, maybe read between the lines a little bit, not sure. But nonetheless, a couple of days off for Deion Jordan, which isn't ideal. You'd like to see him be out there every day. But there was some chatter today about Deion Jordan, and even a little bit of hysteria about Deion Jordan, because Kevin Coyle, the defensive coordinator, was asked if he's really got an opportunity to start week one. And Coyle gave what I thought was a fair, honest, and reasonable answer. He said, probably not. Mm-hmm. He's missed too much. And it was like the lemmings started jumping off the bridge on Twitter a little bit. And they were upset, the people that were upset, because they said, well, we'll use the number 3 overall pick on this guy, and now we're saying he's got no chance to start week one.
He's not ready.
And my response to that is, well, yeah, obviously he's not ready, but at what point were we guaranteeing that he was going to start week one? That, like, was never really all that realistic. We said, hey, you got Olivier Vernon, who looks unbelievable. You got Cam Wake, who just chewed Luke Jokel up the other night and then spit him out, like, with one tooth. That's all it took. And like, when did we think that Deion Jordan was going to be a week one starter? I remember prior to the start of training camp, people were in a tizzy because he might not sign his contract on time, which he did, by the way, but because he had missed time with the Oregon, you know, situation and having to stay in school, the NCAA rule or the NFL rule, whatever it is, and because he'd had the shoulder surgery. And we sort of said, hey, look, it's a long-term thing. You don't have to rush him. It's no big deal. You know, if he's situational at first, that's all well and good. When he's ready to contribute every down, he will. And it was like, then he signed his contract, then he started practicing, then he played in the game, and everybody kind of forgot that we like had that mentality. And now all of a sudden people are freaking out because the defensive coordinator said, yeah, he's probably not going to be ready to start week one, and he'll start off as a situational guy. Like, that's fine. You've got two really talented defensive ends. You've got another guy, Derek Shelby, that's looked really good, you know, last season and in the preseason so far. I don't care that he's the number 3 overall pick. When he's ready to go, he'll go. And the fact that he's number 3 overall pick means he's going to be here for a while. Mm-hmm. This isn't some guy playing out the franchise tag that you were counting on to start this year, and you need to get it in now before his contract expires. This is a guy that's going to be around. And it's just weird to me that all of a sudden, like, the hysteria returned after subsiding for a couple of weeks when it comes to Deion Jordan.
You know, that's the scrutiny that comes along with a first-round draft pick, let alone a top-5 draft pick, number 3 overall. And people are excited about seeing him on the football field. They want to see him out there. All of a sudden, you know, he had to have a little minor setback when it comes to a shoulder injury, so the Miami Dolphins are just kind of cooling him right now. But remember, when we drafted him, we talked about it being a pick that was a luxury pick. We have depth there at that situation, and if he could come in, and it's not a situation where you actually have to rush the young man, if he could come in and, yes, play on passing downs and earn his keep and, you know, just continue to get better and better, and then eventually, you know, you get into more of a rotation, everyone was fine with that. But all of a sudden, because, you know, the defensive coordinator came out and said, and he said, right, Troy, because he hasn't had that number of snaps like some of the other guys here in practice, so it's only the right thing to do. Now, there's still a long way to go here in training camp, and who knows, if he played the last 2 weeks and played out of this world, I still don't think that he would get the start, but he would be in the rotation a little bit sooner. So, guys out there who want to make a big deal of it, I just think you need to cool your heels.
First of all, I think there's an unrealistic expectation. You know, when you're taking third overall in the first round, you know, people automatically think you're going to start. You automatically get that label. And to me, I think it's unrealistic. I mean, you fail to realize how much on the field practice time, and especially with him healing up from a shoulder, he went back to school, and there was that rule where you can't graduate and whatever that rule is. But, you know, and when you miss that much football, you have to bring that player along slowly. You have to be able to develop that player, and you can't ultimately put a player out there like that if he's going to hurt your football team. So as much as you want him to be out there and being able to show off his talents, the team is going to put him in the best situation to still do those things, and he's still going to get playing time, but ultimately he's going to have to earn a spot in that starting rotation. You're not just given that spot because you're the third overall pick in the draft. You have to earn that spot. And you know, Olivier Vernon has really stepped his game up. I mean, he's playing out of his mind, and you know, Cameron Wake is Cam Wake. Like, you know what to expect from these guys. You have to develop a talent like Deion Jordan, and you have to find the right situations that are going to work for him. He still has to learn and understand his role in the defense, and every football player on his team has a role. He has a role for now. Now, it doesn't say that week five or week, mm-hmm. you know, eight or whenever they feel more comfortable keeping him in there that he's going to play and start. So, you know, don't panic. Right now, this is not the time to panic.
And, you know, Troy, you look at preseason game number two against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you saw when the first team defense was out there on third down situations. Hey, I love what I saw. You just saw 10 guys, you know, at the line of scrimmage, and you could just envision Deion Jordan being a part of that at some point. That lineup of defensive ends and linebackers up at the line of scrimmage, applying pressure. Defense coordinator Kevin Coyle today talked about how we're going to be an aggressive defense. He's very comfortable with how athletic his defense is. He's going to be out there on the football field. He's going to be making plays for the Miami Dolphins.
I think people are impatient, and they want what they want when they want it. And to me, I just think that you have to understand this game. Like, you need to be developed. And unless there's a pressing need, like, you know, Ryan Tannehill, he came in because there was a pressing, glaring need. Mm-hmm. And to me, when you look at – you can't discount OV. I mean, you can't do that. You know, and to me, you know, it's about learning and growing as a football player, and it's about developing a football player. And I think, to me, you can't put a football player out there who's a liability. Not saying that he's a liability, but he doesn't know as much as they know.
Exactly. Now. There's just absolutely zero reason to rush the guy. And whether it's a physical thing or it's a playbook thing or it's a combat, it doesn't matter. Like, you throw him out there, and his first year, if he's good as a situational guy, that's great. That's what Olivier Vernon was last year. There's so much coming at you as a rookie, and I get that Vernon wasn't the third overall pick, but, like, I don't know. Like, I just didn't understand the hysteria. But anyway, that was part of what we dealt with earlier today.